dressed up for?
How can you tell I'm dressed up from behind that paper?
I can just smell it.
Oh, yeah. That briny deep cologne that Sally gave me for Christmas is almost as strong as an upwind garbage scout. But she likes me to wear it when I take her out.
Oh, do you want the keys to the car?
Nope.
I think that's for me, Charlie. Mr. Hoffman said he was dropping by.
Who's that?
He's the head of personnel out at Air Flight.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi, Sally. It's good to see you.
Oh, thanks, Gonzo.
It isn't Mr. Hoffman.
No, I see. We're using Sally's car tonight. It's in good shape, except for the nut behind the steering wheel.
Oh, Charlie, you're the nut.
Cashew. We'll be home early, Steve. Sally's car turns back into a pumpkin at midnight.
Good night.
Cashew?
Well, now that has to be Mr. Hoffman. Well, good evening, Mr. Hoffman.
Hello, Steve.
Come right in.
Thank you.
Let me take your hat.
Thanks.
Come on, sit down. Fellas, this is Mr. Hoffman. These are two of my sons, it's Ernie and Chip.
How do you
Hello,
do?
Chip.
How do you
Hi, Ernie.
Miller, sit down.
Thank you. Steve, I'm going to get right to the point. I know you're new out here and you haven't had a chance to get settled in your department. But Everett Owens, who's been heading up Air Flight's helicopter division, is retiring. And I think you're the right man for the job.
Well, it's very flattering, Mr. Hoffman, but...
Hey, you're taking on the edge.
I like to do edge.
Well, so do I.
Fellas, could you hold it down a little? Sorry, Mr. Hoffman.
Well, I thought you might have some reservations about accepting the job. That's why I came here to the house. I didn't want you to think I was putting official pressure on you.
Oh, no, not at all. You see, I...
Hey, that's a piece of my sky.
Oh, it isn't. It's a part of my ocean.
Look,
it's got waves in it.
That's clouds.
Now,
fellas, why don't you play out in the kitchen, huh?
But, Dad...
You just take the whole table out.
Okay,
and close the door. Now, where were we?
I was offering you the job as head of Air Flight's helicopter division. I'd like you to think it over.
Well, I'm thinking it over. It's just a little out of my line, but, well, if all the conditions are right, I have a hunch I might accept.
Good.
You know, Charlie Dugan, my first husband never brought me to swell places like this.
Well, it ain't exactly the Ritz.
But the menus are very clean. It was nice having the waiter call me ma'am instead of Mac.
Anybody calls you Mac needs glasses in a hurry.
Charlie, you say the sweetest things.
I mean it. You're a lot of woman.
You know, if other men talked to girls the way you do, there wouldn't be half so many guys being belted with frying pans.
I got respect for the other sex. Which you are.
Charlie, dear, would you mind calling the waiter, please? A lady ain't supposed to raise her voice.
Oh, sure.
Hey, Mac.
Come here.
$4 a cut, but I got left is worth money.
Mm-hmm. The lady needs a Bowser bag.
Yes, ma'am.
And would you mind putting in a couple of slices of bread, please? My dog likes sandwiches.
Confidentially, Jack. She ain't got no dog. It's for her. So use your fork.
Thank you. Boy, Charlie, you sure know how to handle waiters. I want to tell you something. You got class written all over you.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
I still say you should have worn your new suit on your first day.
Oh, hey, this suit looks all right, doesn't it? Besides, I've already got the job.
Yeah, but you're going to meet a whole new crew.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
They're going to go over you like a year-end inventory. By noon, they'll know more about you than you know about yourself.
Oh, come on, Charlie. I suppose everybody is a little curious about a new boss, but you're exaggerating.
You'll see.
Today's the day for the new boss. The least they could have done was move somebody up instead of bringing in some greenhorn out of left field.
Well, they'd never think of that. That's too sensible.
You know, now that Owens is gone, I realize he wasn't such a bad guy to work for after all.
No, he wasn't.
That isn't what you used to say. He used to really esteem both of you plenty.
Yeah, well, you know how it is.
By now I do.
Mom, you don't get all day.
Janet.
She's been crying ever since Mr. Owens left.
I shed a few tears myself, and I wasn't even his secretary.
Now, Mr. Owens was a doll.
If you like your dolls old and teensy and bald.
Hey, I wonder who they're getting to replace him.
Janet said it was some creep from the East named Douglas.
Pardon me, could you tell me where Mr. Owens' office is?
Mr. Owens is no longer with us.
Yeah, I know.
Second door to the right.
That must be him.
Miss Ingram?
Yes.
I'm Stephen Douglas.
Oh, please call me Janet. Welcome to the helicopter division.
Well, thank you.
Your office is right in here.
Fine. Well, it's very nice.
I'm glad you like it. The girls chipped in for the flowers and the men bought the plaque.
Oh, that was very thoughtful. I hope you'll thank them all for me. You made me feel very welcome.
I'm glad.
Who's that?
Mr. Owens.
Oh.
I was going to leave him here as an inspiration for you, but I don't think you need him.
Stephen.
Mary, he's here. I'll meet you at the water cooler.
Here's his personnel file.
Is he married?
A widower.
At last. What do you mean at last? You're married. Sure, but I get to watch the chase.
Well, here's his medical history and his x-rays.
X-rays?
You never know.
Well, at any rate, he certainly isn't anything at all like Mr. Owens.
Mr. Who?
Helicopter chief is home.
Hiya, Chief. How'd it go, Dad?
Oh, it went just great. They welcomed me with open arms. I had a bowl of flowers and a misspelled name plaque on my desk.
How nice.
Yeah, everybody needs a misspelled name plaque.
Oh, it didn't make any difference, Charlie. It was the thought that counted.
Being head of the whole helicopter division is very impressive. That's a lot of responsibility.
It's not the responsibility that's going to sink them. It's the deckhands.
Oh, come on, Charlie, you're just a pessimist. Now, you said the first day was going to be rough, and I got through it just fine, even in my old suit.
It must be fascinating to see how helicopters are assembled. Well, I'd love to see it.
Well, why don't you come out and go through the plant, Kate?
Could I?
Sure. Robbie, I'll tell you, why don't you bring Kate out to the plant tomorrow afternoon?
Oh, I can't, Dad. I've got an Army Reserve meeting tomorrow.
Oh.
But, Katie, why don't you come by yourself?
Sure.
Oh, well...
Just tell the guards at the gate you're Mrs. Robbie Douglas, and I'll take it from there.
Great.
Good. I'll go and watch her.
Charlie, where else could you find a girl who takes a cab to your house just to make things easier for you, huh?
I give up. Where else?
Oh, Charlie, be serious.
Hey, where are we going to dinner?
Oh, you want to try the Hornet Hounds? Their steaks are a little tough, but their knives are real sharp. They can even cut the gravy. And you're going to like Steve's car, too. It's in such good shape, it could run over a pedestrian all by itself.
Listen, I still say a guy with a sense of humor like yours ought to be in pictures.
Oh, I was asked to make a picture once, only I lost my crayons. You know, you're about to ride in the car of a very important man. He's just been promoted.
You're kidding.
Oh, not me, Steve.
Oh, you didn't tell me about that.
Oh, well, you know me. I don't like to brag, even if he has got practically the best job in the whole plant.
What's his job going to be like now?
Oh, he's just head of the whole helicopter division, that's all.
Oh, Charlie. You know, I always wanted to see one of those whirly birds up close.
Well, you might as well look at the best. We'll go see some of Steve's.
Could we?
If you know the right people, you can do anything. And I know the right people. I'll take you there tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, Charlie, I'm gonna die. Who is that?
You're on your way. Yes, sir.
There without a pass.
Pass? Who needs a pass? My nephew runs this joint.
Then he can go in.
Oh, wise guy, huh? Well, let me tell you something, Buster. You're flirting around with unemployment.
Charlie, let's forget it. The guy's got a job to do.
I will not forget it. We came out here to look at whirlybirds, and we're going to look at whirlybirds. Look, you get on that phone and call Steve Douglas's office and tell him Charlie O'Casey is out here. Charlie O'Casey. If there's anything I can't stand, it's some smart-aleck phony pretending to be a big shot.
Oh, gee, don't get him fired or anything, huh?
Okay, I called.
Well, you took long enough.
Mr. Douglas's secretary never heard of you.
I don't claim to be related to her. I told you to talk to Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Douglas was out of the office.
Hey, did anybody ever tell you you look like Brian Donlevy, honey?
Okay, Buster, I'll stay out. But what are you going to do about Mrs. Douglas?
Mrs. Douglas?
Mrs. Douglas.
Charlie! Mrs. Douglas!
I said I'd get you in, and that's what I'm doing. I'll meet you at the coffee shop up the street.
Mr. Douglas's office. Mrs. Douglas? Just a moment. Mr. Douglas, the guard says there's a Mrs. Douglas at the gate.
Mrs. Tell him to send her right in, will you?
Send her in.
You go in now, Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Janet just called.
Mrs. Douglas is on her way up. We know. What do you think we're doing out here?
Did you hear? I couldn't care less. I just came out for coffee.
Sure. He just came out for coffee.
I thought you said he was a widower.
Well, you read the file.
Boy, some guys will do anything to make girls think they're single.
It didn't take long for Lady Douglas to come checked in on the secretary.
Maybe she came to measure his office for chintz curtains.
Well, like I said, I couldn't care less. I just came out for it.
Hi, kid. Where's Mr. Douglas's office?
Second door. Second door to the right.
Oh, thanks, honey. You got nice teeth. Hi, honey.
Good afternoon. Mrs. Douglas?
Well, hi, Steve.
Well, hi, Sally.
Surprise!
Yeah.
Is this where you hang out?
Yes, this is it. Come on in, won't you?
Oh, okay.
Anything new?
Some nut tried to get in without a pass, but I got rid of him. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Mr. Douglas's office. Mrs. Douglas. Just a moment, please. Mr. Douglas, the guard at the gate says there's a Mrs. Douglas there to see you.
Well, tell him to send her in.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the second time Katie's been announced, so I guess you'll be here any minute.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad you two are going to be able to take the tour together.
Oh, so am I. She's a good kid.
Send her right in.
Some widower.
Did it ever occur to you females that one of those Mrs. Douglases could be his mother?
Why would a little old lady be coming to a helicopter factory?
Maybe because her son works here.
Hi. I'm looking for the powder room. Steve can't stand females with shiny noses.
Down the corridor to your left. Mrs. Douglas?
Thanks, sweetie. Must be great coffee. Sure draws a crowd.
Mr. She didn't bat an eye when I called her Mrs. Douglas.
Will you women stop that? The other Mrs. Douglas is his mother. It's as plain as the...
Hello, I'm Katie Douglas, and...
There. The other door, Mrs. Douglas.
Thank you.
Well, if that's his mother, just call me Oedipus Rex.
She didn't bat an eye when I called her Mrs. Douglas.
What does that prove?
It proves he's got a lot of nerve. You gotta admit, he cuts it pretty thin.
Back again.
Here we go, girls. I'll take you down to Joe Edwards. He'll show you around.
I can't. I'm so excited. I've always wanted to see one of those whirly birds up close.
Is that too much?
Listen, did it ever occur to you gossiping magpies that one of those women could be the ex, Mrs. Douglas?
If I got that close to my ex-wife, she'd tear my arm off right at the shoulder.
But you're all missing the point. I ran the card through the computer again, and it said he's not married at all, not even to one wife. He must have lied when he... Well, I think we really ought to go back to work because we've been standing around here all afternoon.
But today, I don't know, they seem kind of cold and, well, you know.
Who's they?
It's not my secretary and some of the staff.
Did Dad just get home?
Yeah.
How'd he like it today?
Shh, he's telling Uncle Charlie.
Everything was all right this morning. It was this afternoon that I noticed it.
Sit down and eat your grub. Here. Now, that's what you call thick soup or thin stew. Either way, it's good. Eat.
You know, Charlie, I don't know how you got off on the wrong foot like that. I must have done something.
Sure you did. You probably asked somebody to do a little work. Oh, by the way, Steve, I want to thank you for being so nice to Sally. You know, I had to get a little tricky to get her by the gate. She tell you?
You know, Charlie, maybe I should have gotten them all together and made a little speech when I started.
Tell them they're all fired. That'll stir them up. Good night, Steve.
Good night, Charlie.
We heard what you were saying about the plant.
Yeah, so the same thing happened to us, so quit worrying.
The same thing happened to you?
Oh, sure. When you're the new kid at school, everybody acts a little weird.
Yeah, you get shot down all the time, until they get used to you.
You're just sort of the new kid at the plant, Dad.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I am the new kid at the plant, and I certainly did get shot down. Well, I appreciate you coming in, fellas.
Well, night, Dad.
Good night, fellas. Thanks.
Dad?
Yeah.
Wasn't it neat the way Uncle Charlie got Sally past the guard?
Yeah, it certainly was. So how did he do it?
He told the guy at the gate she was Mrs. Douglas. Hi, Dad.
Good night. Start the day off with a letter. Janet, would you come into my office, please, and bring your book?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is to Mr. James Drake, Eastern Division Air Flight. You have the address. Mm-hmm. Dear Jim, well, we're finally settled here in California. As you probably know, I'm with the helicopter division here, and I like it fine. What you probably don't know is that Robbie got married. He met a California girl, and 5 weeks later, she was Mrs. Robbie Douglas. She's a lovely girl, very really interested in aviation. As a matter of fact, she came out to the plant yesterday and took the tour. Am I going too fast?
No.
The other boys are fine, and Uncle Charlie is just the same. Still up to his old tricks. Yesterday, he passed off a lady friend of his as my wife to get her past the guards at the gate. Is something wrong?
No, nothing.
Chip is in high school, and Ernie's growing right out of his britches. He's wearing braces now and hates every minute of it. And Tramp is our dog. Tramp is already the king of our neighborhood. Well, what are we going to do?
Stick around.
I'd be glad to.
There's another episode of My Three Sons straight ahead on TV Land's Twice as Nice Morning.
Coming up next, one more look at My Three Sons during TV
Land.